We're getting an overview of the general plan update in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's been about a decade in the making. It's been going through various reviews over recent years and in development. We're joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County's Community Resources Agency Director David Gonzalez, as well as Assistant CRA Director of Development Quincy Yaley. Quincy Yaley, I'll pose the next question to you. You talked a little bit about the feedback earlier that was received in regards to the general plan update. Number-wise, how many people or organizations gave feedback?
So we got comments from about 16 individuals and about a dozen or so agencies and organizations in the county, and also some outside the county as well. And so, like I had mentioned earlier, we take those comments and review them, and then also try to ascertain what are they pertaining to. Are they comments on the environmental impact report? Are they comments on general plan policies or general plan language? And so that's sort of the first separation that we make. If they're comments on the environmental impact report, we treat those a little differently for legal reasons than we do policy or comments that are on the policies themselves. And so we look at all those comments with our consultants and then put together a formal response, and that's called a response to comments. And that's located in the final environmental impact report that has now been released from our agency. And that report can be found on the Tuolumne County website on the homepage. There's a big red button. It says General Plan Documents, if you scroll down just slightly. And that'll take you to our Planning Division webpage that has all of the final documents, which includes the final environmental impact report, which has the responses in it. It also has the final general plan, because there were some changes in the general plan that were made after we reviewed those comments. And so there's the different, as David mentioned, we broke those up into different documents, now the general plan. And so there are those final documents. There's also final proposals for changes to the Title 17 zoning code with respect to agritourism opportunities in Tuolumne County. And there's some other summary documents. And so those documents are all located on our webpage. They've also been corresponded to folks who commented on the document. If anyone else is interested in looking at those, maybe their internet's slow, they can always come by our office, and we have free discs that have all those documents on them, so they can pick up a copy of a CD to take home with them if they'd like to.
Agritourism that you mentioned, is that a whole new element in the new general plan? Was that in the previous?
It's definitely a topic that's been significantly expanded on as a result of community input. And so there's a chapter called Agricultural Resources, and those policies in some form were in the 1996 general plan. But since the 1996 general plan was adopted, over the years there's been an identified need by folks in the agricultural community that they would like to expand the ability to have events on their property. And so those changes to allow that to happen, as well as the requirements for those events and any sort of permits that are needed for those events, are located in these changes to the Title 17 zoning code. And so that is a part of this project, and that was included in the environmental impact report that was completed. While it's not a general plan update per se, there are some changes in the zoning code that are a part of this project.
You mentioned, too, that you can go to your office and receive a disc of the general plan update. We also linked in mymotherlode.com to the website, Tuolumne County site, that has the plan itself. Everything that's going to be passed is up online, correct?
Everything, all of the major documents, yes, all of the documentations that are the reports, the final reports, are available online. And there'll be a staff report that will be forthcoming in the next couple of days. And then agendas for the various meetings will be published as well.
David Gonzalez, misconceptions when it comes to the general plan update. Have you heard many throughout its development?
Yeah, I believe that, and it's typical, what I've seen in the past, is that folks tend to have a tendency to get confused about what a general plan does and doesn't do. As a general plan is written as a policy document for the board, as I'd mentioned before, but it does not drive development. It does not dictate development. The confusion regarding whether it's a zoning code policy level is the general plan. The zoning code allows the specific uses on individual parcels. So, as a general plan goes, the policy document meant to guide and lead the overall structure of it. It has, like Quincy said, multiple chapters that helps form policy, and at a later date and time we go back and do the implementation of the general plan, we'll update the zoning code and all the other different factors, including our operational stuff. So, it is not a misconception, a different misconception here that people are confused here versus other agencies that I've seen. I think the outreach and the public education that we did helped folks to understand. As far as we goes, the hearings I think will help with that. And Quincy does an outstanding job talking with folks about them to get them to understand it. It is a difficult process and a lengthy one. And so I'm proud of what we've done with the department and where we're heading with it.
It's a huge task, obviously, to put together a general plan update. Do you have pretty good consultants and legal representation as well throughout its development?
Well, I want to say, first off, I am most proud of what the team of, and mainly led by Quincy and our attorney's office and the outside legal representation that we've got. They've done a job that people don't understand the complexity of it, and it's pretty much overtaken their lives for the last 2 years. I'm extremely proud of them. It's one of the best teams I've seen. So, yes, we've hired outside consultant firm to help us draft language and revive and modify the things that we had comments on the previous stop and start of the general plan. We're able to work very closely with our legal team, our county counselor here, Carlin Drivdahl, and their team there, as well as Quincy. And we hired outside legal counsel to make sure that one of the board's policies was to make sure that when we do produce a document that's legally defensible. And Quincy, this has been her project from the get-go, and she's done an outstanding job. I'm sure she has some things to say about that, but I'm very proud of what they've done.
Quincy Yaley, anything to add there?
Yeah, I think that, a lot of times the public may fear consultants or may look down on consultants because they're not from our area, and they may be skeptical of information that they receive from someone because they're not here from Tuolumne County. But I want to stress that the consultants, these guys do general plan updates all day, every day, all year long. And a jurisdiction may only do a general plan update, hopefully, every 15 to 20 years. And so, it really is imperative to bring in outside help to do it correctly. And so we've not only brought in outside help for the policy language, we've brought in folks who have helped us with the public outreach component of the project. And as we mentioned, the legal team, as well as environmental impact assessment consultants. And so they've been with us through this whole process. And what you really get then is sort of an outside expertise on the technical aspects of the project. And then you have local staff who know the local flavor of the community. And you bring those two things together. And that's, what we've ended up with is we've got a technically correct and accurate document with a lot of local flavor in it.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Quincy Yaley, who is the Assistant CRA Director of Development for Tuolumne County's Community Resources Agency, as well as David Gonzalez, the Director of the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.